On November 9th, 1868, the 24-year-old Nietzsche recounted a comedy to Erwin Roeder, his friend and fellow student at Leipzig University. "The acts," he wrote, "in my comedy are headed 1. An evening meeting of the society, or the sub-professor. 2. The ejected tailor. 3. A rendezvous with X. The cast includes a few old women. On Thursday evening, Rommont took me to the theatre, for which my feelings are growing very cool. We sat in the gods like enthroned Olympians, sitting in judgment on a potboiler called Graf Essex. Naturally, I grumbled at my abductor. The first Classical Society lecture of the semester had been arranged for the following evening, and I had been very courteously asked if I would take this on. I needed to lay in a stock of academic weapons, but soon I had prepared myself, and I had the pleasure to find, on entering the room at Zaspel's, a black mass of 40 listeners. I spoke quite freely, helped only by notes on a slip of paper. I think it will be all right, this academic career. When I arrived home, I found a note addressed to me, with the few words, "If you want to meet Richard Wagner, come at 3:45 p.m. to the Café Théâtre, Windisch." This surprise put my mind in somewhat of a whirl. Naturally, I ran out to find our honourable friend Windisch, who gave me more information. Wagner was strictly incognito in Leipzig. The press knew nothing, and the servants had been instructed to stay as quiet as liveried graves. Now, Wagner's sister, Frau Professor Brockhaus, that intelligent woman whom we both know, had introduced her good friend, Frau Professor Ritschl, to her brother. In Frau Ritschl's presence, Wagner plays the Meisterlied. Walther's prize song from Wagner's most recent opera, Der Meistersinger, premiered a few months earlier. And the good woman tells him that this song is already well known to her. She had already heard it played and sung by Nietzsche, though its musical score had been published only very recently. Joy and amazement on Wagner's part announces his supreme will to meet me incognito. I am to be invited for Sunday evening. During the intervening days, my mood was like something in a novel. Believe me, the preliminaries to this acquaintance, considering how unapproachable this eccentric man is, verged on the realm of fairy tale. Thinking there were many people to be invited, I decided to dress very smartly, and was glad that my tailor had promised my new evening suit for that very Sunday. It was a terrible day of rain and snow. I shuddered at the thought of going out. And so I was content when Roscher visited me in the afternoon to tell me a few things about the Eleatics, an early Greek philosophical school, probably 6th century BC, and about God in philosophy. Eventually, the day was darkening. The tailor had not come, and it was time for Roscher to leave. I accompanied him so as to continue to visit the tailor in person. There I found his slaves hectically occupied with my suit. They promised to send it in 3/4 of an hour. I left contentedly, dropped in at Kinchy's, a Leipzig restaurant much frequented by students, and read Kladderer Datsch, a satirical illustrated magazine, and found to my pleasure a notice that Wagner was in Switzerland. All the time I knew that I would see him that same evening. I also knew that he had yesterday received a letter from the little king, Ludwig II of Bavaria, bearing the address to the great German composer Richard Wagner.